What about the Catholic Church in this area?
Okay, we had early 1930s, I mean late 1930s, we had one Catholic church in Hazard. It was a frame house. It didn't even look like a church, just a frame house that the Catholic Church bought. And we had Mass in the living room. I imagine my first Mass that I attended was Christmas Eve of 1938. I come in and let's see, the 22nd of December 38.
Was the priest Italian? Or?
No, sir. The priest was more likely Irish.
Did a lot of immigrants complain about the priest being Irish?
No complaints. No.
I didn't know. I read in other places that some immigrants didn't like the fact that the church was dominated by Irish clergy.
No. We had, one Italian priest here.
Can you remember anything about him?
Father Mangoni. Mm-hmm. Okay. Father Mangoni, the only Italian priest we had here, as far as I could remember. He opened the mission here in Beulah, and I let him have the stock room in this building to have services, and he come here once a week. And there were several Italians right close by, coal camps. With approximately 25 to 30 Italians, and they attended Mass here every week. But right after he left, they abandoned the mission here. The new priest that come in, they thought it was too much trouble for them to drive all the way from Hazard to here to celebrate Mass for only a few people. So they abandoned that in the 40s, I imagine, late 40s.
Well, would you say that the Catholic Church first came into this part of Kentucky with immigrants?
Yes, mostly for immigrants, yes, sir.
I didn't know.
Because there was no American Catholics here, period. It was nil. In fact, they thought of the Catholic Church something that was not even acceptable here at that time.
Did the church or did people who went to the Catholic Church, did they face any trouble because of that, because the people thought that it was not acceptable?
Yes.
Could you talk about that a little?
Well, we were treated as oddballs, we might say, or different because we were Catholics.
Yeah, and it was probably, you would say, because the people here simply didn't understand.
They did. No, they didn't understand because the Catholic Church had celebrated Mass in Latin. They couldn't understand it, and they thought it was odd.
Aside from immigrants mostly being Catholic, how did the people around here look at immigrants? Were they friendly toward them, or did they sort of resent them at times?
Well, there are few that were resenting the foreigners here, regardless who they were. They were very... Some of them were afraid of them until they began to find out more about them. Then they begin to accept them.
Do you remember anything about when the UMWA first came into this area? Was there a lot of trouble? Or?
The only thing I remember when the Union had a lot of trouble in Harlan County, a lot of shootout, and I remember very faintly when they had to order the National Guards to restrain the miners or the union organizers.
Were immigrants active in the union? Were they active in forming the union and organizing, as you say? Or?
No, they stayed mostly on the sideline.
Did many immigrants join the union after it?
Afterwards, they did, yes.
And would you say that it benefited their working condition?
It could have. It could have benefited their working condition at that time, yes.